My name is Dante Williams. I am 36 years old. Today is July 21st, 2017. I'm here at CRA, and my relationship to the partner is advocate.
My name is Angel Angoni, 51 years old, July 21st, 2017. The location is CRA, relationship to the partner is advocate.
Hi, Angel. How are you doing today?
Good, thank you.
And you know, we both have a common interest in getting rid of a disease that is hurting a whole lot of people. So before we get into the details of that, tell the listeners a little bit about yourself.
I've been getting high for 37 years. Epilepsy, I don't know actually how, because I never prostituted, never shared needles, but I have used cookers. So that very well may be how I got.
Okay.
And I'm just here today trying to get more educated on to get myself well and help others.
When did you first find out about your diagnosis?
On 2012, because I was always tired. And even when I did my blow, would upbring me, and I was just always tired, lazy, no energy, nothing. And I happened to be over here getting my needles one day, and they told me to take an Hep C test for free. I said, okay, let me get tested. It came out positive. So then, you know, I was like, wow, how did I catch it? You know, I wasn't out there tricking off. I wasn't sharing needles, but you could share that cooker in that continent. You could catch it. And people don't, you know, I was ignorant to the disease, put it that way. I had a cousin who died of AIDS, so I pretty much know about AIDS. Mm-hmm. But Hep C, I was really naive to it. I didn't even know you could catch Hep C through a straw. Mm-hmm. If somebody's mucus gets on it, you're the type of person, your nose with mucus. So very well may have been when I was snoring, I could have caught it. I don't know when I caught it.
You know, I'm also a tester, so I've tested people for hepatitis C. And one of the ways that a lot of people do get it is from sharing those straws and dollar bills when they're snorting, because that mucus membrane, that lining in the nose, it breaks, and then that blood, because hepatitis C is transmitted through blood-to-blood contact.
Exactly.
Gets into the other person's nose, and that's how they get infected.
Right.
Having that diagnosis in 2012, you know, how has that affected your life?
It blew me away, because I was like, wow, how did I catch it? You know, I've seen so many people in the park, because I hang here in the park. I've seen so many drug addicts like myself pick up needles on the ground, and I'd be like, are you serious? Let me give you one. But they're not used to people giving them nothing for free.
So even if you don't talk about it, hepatitis C still impacts a person. It doesn't necessarily have to come from outside of you. You know, what did it do? What is the knowledge of having hepatitis C done to, you know, just your everyday life, you know?
It saddened me because it blew me away. But at the same time, I can't say I was scared, because I knew my husband would stay by my side. So since last year up until now, because I lost my husband, it's just like my whole life's out of control. I somewhat was balanced where I really wasn't using. But and I knew he was going to die because he was very sick. He wanted to die. He was just tired of being in the hospital. And when he died, I was just way back out there again, you know what I'm saying? But then the other day I'm talking to someone, they're like, you look yellowish. I'm like, what? Maybe that's just my face from the sun. But when I look at the rest of my body when I'm naked, my face is extra dark. Mm-hmm. So yeah, then I was like, man, let me go back on that truck and see again, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if you can tell me how bad it is, or is it just when you're diagnosed, it don't progressively get worse. I don't know. I need to get educated on it.
Well, yeah, it definitely does get worse, you know, if left untreated. It's one of those diseases that, you know, if diagnosis and treatment doesn't happen, then eventually, you know, it can kill. It can develop into fibrosis, and it can develop into cirrhosis, which you know a little bit about already.
Yeah, I have.
Well, despite not being clean, you still made some choices in your life. And, you know, the name of this company, you know, one of the mottos they have is any positive change. So it sounds like you've made some positive changes. I mean, going out of your way to help people, you know, that may be using, you know, seeing someone pick up a needle off the ground and stepping in and, you know, and giving them, you know, the ability to protect themselves, that's huge. You're adding value to someone else's life. So when you was diagnosed, what was it like dealing with the doctors?
I fell out here. Well, the guy that's there now, he's a positive. I'm like, what? He goes, come here, it's going to be okay. I mean, he's seen how my expression got. Mm-hmm. My husband's outside the truck, so I just went out and I told my husband. He's like, well, we'll do what we got to do. You know, but like I said, it shocked me. It devastated me because, like I said, I never shared needles. I never picked one up off the ground. Sunday, actually, I'm going to go into Mount Sinai.
Okay.
To go through a detox because I'm having other issues mentally and emotionally, so I really need to get on medication. I'm bipolar, mm-hmm. manic depressant, that's a dangerous combination. So, and I know it is because I see myself how I get when I'm dope sick and then how I'm calm after I get straight. But I will literally, I'm scared I'm going to kill somebody when I'm
sick. So, the question I was asking about treatment was about more so about hepatitis C treatment. What do you know about treatment for hepatitis C?
Actually, my cousin's husband was telling me a little bit about it. That it's a medication. It's like $30,000 a month for one prescription. They will not give it to you as long as you're drinking or getting high because it's no sense. It's not going to work. And you get a 3-month supply if your insurance pays it. You get a 3-month supply and supposedly you're supposed to get cured. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, the medication is specifically about 3 months and the cure rate is high, so 97%, it cures people 97% of the time. So, I mean, and it's much better than what it used to be. So back in the day when a person had hepatitis C, they used to have to go on an interferon treatment, and it was horrible. Now a person doesn't have to suffer through that.
Kids' lives, I really do. There's so many young people out here that high, I'm like, my God. A kid, 14 years old, that came from the suburbs the other day. He says, your name Angel? And I'm like, yeah. He said, can I buy a needle for you? I said, no. He said, will you give me one? I go, no. He's like, why? I go, that would be like me giving my grandkid one. No. And I felt bad that I did that to him, but I was like, you know, against my better judgment. Then when he walked off, I'm like, what if he goes and picks up a dirty one?
Right.
So I did call him back, and I gave him the cooker, the kind, you know, everything, the water machine. I just told him, bro, please don't OD.
Yeah. Sounds like, you know, you did the best you could under the circumstances.
Right.
I always like to leave these interviews with a question.
Okay.
And I like to ask the person I'm interviewing that if you can tell the listeners anything, any word of advice, any word of encouragement, what would you tell them? What message would you give them?
A person with Hep C?
Yes. Or a person who may
think they have it?
Think that they have it.
I would probably direct him over here to his truck and tell them it's free, it's confidential, they don't give your business out, that, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Go get tested, and it's really not that bad because there's help out there. We just have to seek and ask questions because there is help. We just have to take the time to quit getting high to go take that test and do what we gotta do.
Okay.